Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
Hello, how are you doing? Would you like to hear about somebody who waited a very long time? You would, right? But what do we do first? Before we open the Bible, we always pray. We talk to God and ask Him to help us. But these things which really happened a long time ago, in helping us to understand the message, the meaning for our lives today. Let's pray. That means being still. Just pausing for a moment. Lord God, we thank you for the chance to be together again and to discover another story. Help us to be good followers and talk to us now. Amen. So today's story is about somebody very special, a woman named Anna. Perhaps you know an Anna. Anna was old, wise and faithful. She'd been waiting her whole life for one moment with a very special baby. Which baby do you think that was? That's right, the baby Jesus. Long ago, in the great city of Jerusalem, there stood a temple. Big building, like a church. Tall, grand, and filled with the smell of burning incense. Every day, people came and went, bringing offerings, some praying for forgiveness, some whispering thanks to God for a good harvest or some other kind blessing. And among them, day after day, was Anna. Imagine, if you can, a little wizened old lady, all bent up, coming in with a stick. Her hair white as snow, gentle hands and eyes kind and bright, shining with the love of God. She'd been married once, long ago, but her husband had died when she was young. So instead of remarrying, finding another husband, Anna had chosen to live in the temple and to spend every day praying and worshipping God, morning and night. For many, many years, she prayed. Sometimes people passed her by and wondered, what is she waiting for? And Anna would smile softly and say, I'm waiting for God's promise, for the one who will save his people. And what did his people need saving from? Anna was talking about her people, the people of Israel. The Jews. Since then she had left Egypt and they lived in exile, but God had promised them their own holy land and a saviour too, somebody to save them. For now the Jewish people, Jesus' people, lived under Roman rule. They did enjoy some freedoms, but it wasn't their land. They would have to wait. They'd been waiting a long time. Hundreds of years. I bet you find it quite hard to wait 5 minutes. Can you imagine waiting hundreds of years? One cold morning, as the temple filled with footsteps, Anna felt something stir in her heart. She opened her eyes and saw an old man walking in, Simeon. He was a good man who also loved God deeply. And in Simeon's arms was a tiny baby. Anna's heart leapt. The moment she had prayed for all her life was here. She just knew it. Simeon lifted the baby high and said with tears in his eyes, Now, Lord, you can let your servant go in peace. For I have seen your salvation, a light to the nations and glory for your people. What Simeon was saying was, Now I'm happy to die, for I have seen the baby sent to grow up and save us. That baby, of course, became Jesus. Anna came forward slowly, trembling with joy. She looked down at the baby and She knew. And that's because Anna was a prophet. The Bible is full of stories of prophets, people that God gives a special message to share with the people. Prophets are particularly good at listening to God's voice, though we can all hear God's voice. "This child," Anna whispered, "is the one that we have been waiting for," saying, "This is the Messiah. God has sent his Saviour," meaning the person who has come to save us. You see, God had entered the world as a tiny child, as Jesus, to show us what he is like. People gathered around, listening in amazement. Some didn't understand, but Anna's eyes shone with peace. She had seen the Saviour. All those years sitting in the temple were over. The wait was done. From that day, Anna told everyone she met about Jesus. Though she was old, her heart was young. I'm sure you know a few people like that. Sometimes our bodies grow old, but our spirits, they go brighter and brighter. You can see the Spirit of God shining in the eyes of old people who love him. It's a beautiful sight. A bit like a 7-year-old licking ice cream on the beach. That was what Anna was like. She'd spent her whole life waiting, and God had kept his promise. Now, sometimes we don't get what we want right away, and we can get very impatient. But when we try to grab it, things can go very wrong. When I was about your age, I said to my mom, "I want to drive the car. I want to put the car into the garage." And I was very persistent and very persuasive. And she let me. I managed to get the car moving forward really well. I was great at starting, but I didn't quite know how to stop. And we went crashing to the back of the garage. And my dad had a lovely cabinet which he used to make things. And it kind of turned a bit to matchwood. And he wasn't very pleased. So we have to wait for the right time. We have to be very patient, whether we're 7 or 70. Shall we pray? Shall we pray that God will help us to wait and to trust him? Lord God, forgive us when we get really impatient, when we think we know best. We thank you that we can trust you to give us good things, amazing things when the time is right and we are ready. Help us to trust you and to walk through this life hand in hand with you, growing more like Jesus as our Saviour and our friend. Amen. See you again soon.